we know about 7 people who were arrested. One of them was released after 2 weeks. The rest of them have remained in detention. So with the exception of one who was arrested in February, the others were arrested in January. So they've been in now for many weeks. And really what we want to say about these detentions is that it demonstrates yet again how Sudan is using the national security apparatus to detain people for very long periods and in bad conditions.
You were saying that some of these people are held under bad conditions in Sudan's prison. Can you elaborate more on that?
What we've heard from the family members of detainees is that they were not allowed to access the detainees for 2 weeks. And when they did, they learned that medical care that was badly needed was not being provided. We have also heard from ex-detainees that prior to moving to the prison, the national security wing of the main prison in Sudan, prior to that, they were held in the national security office in a small room. And one of them told us that the room was about 3 meters by 3 meters and that there was no air circulation, and he suffered from breathing problems. And, of course, he was not allowed access to any family or lawyer. So these conditions are not acceptable. Detainees need to be given the minimum standard, and health care is part of that, in addition to family visits and lawyer visits.
Are there any prominent figures within the opposition amongst those who are still held at Kobar Prison?
The detainees who we've written the statement about are prominent figures. So Zain al-Abidin is one of them. And a number of others who we've mentioned there by name. And, you know, they are all people who are representing different parties. And it appears that the reason for them to have been detained has to do with participating in these negotiations in Kampala. And this is certainly not the first time Sudan has lashed out at the opposition and by detaining people. We know from many years of watching Sudan that some leading opposition figures, including Al-Turabi, who's the head of the Popular Congress Party, has been in and out of prison in Sudan many times. So this is a familiar tactic to silence dissent and our comments as Human Rights Watch about these cases is that they show yet again how Sudan is not upholding the basic due process protections which it should be affording to all detainees. Instead, it is using its national security apparatus to do these arrests and detentions and interrogations, and that these men, who are all a bit old, some of whom are quite sick, have been in for several weeks